This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Welcome, my fellow trivia friends, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany, here with my best friend, Meredith. Say hi, Meredith.
Hi, kids in the car.
We are going to play some more holiday trivia. Tis the season to be jolly. So we're going to play some Christmas movie trivia.
Ooh, I am obsessed with Christmas movies. Can I tell you this super fun thing happening at our house right now?
Sure.
Okay. So I went to this craft show, and there was someone that made like wood things in their workshop. Okay. And they made a jar, and it's full of little wood chips with like 30 Christmas movies in it. And so you reach your hand in the jar and you pull it out, and our family watches a Christmas movie every night.
So they're like wood chips with the movies written on
them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really cute. That's such a cute idea.
It's super cute. And like, I never saw Deck the Halls before. I didn't even know it existed, but it was in the jar and we pulled it last night.
Did you like it?
I liked it with Danny DeVito.
Yeah. It was cute. I love that. All right. We are going to give a couple shout outs quick. We've got Logan, Thomas, Kate, Ellie, Eli, Anna, Jaina, Lucy, Francis, Seth, Sadie, Jamie, Donovan. A happy belated birthday to Ellie. And we have birthdays to Hudson and Joey.
Wow.
A lot of kids.
Well, I'm sorry your birthdays are so close to Christmas, kids.
I hope you get the most presents of anybody that you're forced to be around for the holidays, guys.
Double them up, Santa.
I hope that you just have tons. I got to know, are your birthday presents wrapped in Christmas paper or is it in birthday paper? I always weirdly wondered that. Like,
listen, my kids' birthdays are in August and they're wrapped in Christmas paper.
Okay,
so
that checks off. Paper is paper.
Paper's paper.
All right. Let's get into some Christmas movie trivia. Round one, question one. What name do the burglars who rob the McAllister home in Home Alone call themselves?
It's the Wet Bandits.
It is the Wet Bandits. They picked a fun name. Okay. Question two. Ralphie receives what kind of pajamas from his aunt in A Christmas Story?
Those would be pink bunny pajamas.
That is correct. Question three. What was the name of Scrooge's old partner in A Christmas Carol? I mean, he's one of the ghosts that visits him. You kind of know it.
Christmas Past.
It's Jacob Marley.
He didn't go by Christmas Past in real life.
No, he didn't. Okay, question four. How many lights were on the Griswolds' house in Christmas Vacation?
Is this like something they say in the movie?
It is. I didn't count them. Like, there, he definitely says it.
I didn't count them. Okay, well, I'm done asking questions to buy more time, so I guess I'll just guess 30,000.
You're weirdly close. It was 25,000.
Oh.
Okay. Question five. In Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what does Hermie wish he could be instead of an elf?
A dentist.
That's right, a dentist. Question six. What Christmas delicacy aboard the Polar Express gets its own musical number?
Hot chocolate. Hot chocolate.
That is right. That is weirdly the only song I remember from that movie. Even when I get hot chocolate, I'm always like, no, no. And then people look at me and I'm crazy because I'm in Starbucks. Okay. Question seven. In The Nightmare Before Christmas, what is Jack Skellington's title?
Weird Santa.
It's the Pumpkin King. Guys, ooh. I've never seen this movie.
Okay, I actually don't like this movie.
You don't?
It's too creepy for me.
Really?
I don't know. We always put it on and then I watch like 5 minutes and then I just look at my phone. I just
some people
really
like obsessively love it. I'm going to make myself watch it, but I've just never watched it.
Yeah.
Okay, question eight. What is the name of Cousin Eddie's dog in the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
Bingo.
It's actually Snots.
Oh, Snots. That should be the name of my dog.
Question nine. What Disney character plays Ebenezer Scrooge in Mickey's Christmas Carol? When you think about this, it kind of makes sense.
Well,
who would be Scrooge?
Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah.
Scrooge
McDuck. Okay. Question 10, final question of this round. What famous New York City hotel is featured in Home Alone 2?
The Plaza Hotel.
Yes.
Did you know, fun fact, for an additional $3,000 on top of the already astronomical rate that you've paid to stay at the Plaza Hotel during Christmas, for an additional $3,000, you can have the Home Alone experience.
Worth every penny. Sign me up.
I know.
I'll do it.
I'm like, why can't this podcast take off even bigger so we can have the Home Alone experience?
Next year, our Christmas shows will be broadcast live from the Plaza Hotel.
Guys,
I know.
Can you please tell five friends about the show so Brittany and I can get paid and go to the Plaza Hotel?
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with more Christmas movie trivia.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan. But nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. we'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
All right, we are back for round two. You did really well the first round. Let's see how you do in round two. Question one. In the movie Home Alone, what is the name of Kevin's older and honestly scarier brother?
Buzz, your girlfriend, gross.
That's true.
No, he says wolf.
Home Alone trivia once where it just said that the picture of the girlfriend was like another one of the brothers in a wig. So I'm going to see if that's true, but it was really funny. Okay, question two. What special award did Ralphie's dad win in A Christmas Story?
Oh, it was a fragile leg lamp.
That is correct. Question three. What is the name of Grinch's love interest in How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Martha May who?
Yes, Martha May. All right, question four. What color is the ornament Charlie Brown puts on his tree? There's only one, so...
Red.
It is red. Question five. In the Santa Claus, on what date does Bernard say Scott is due back to the North Pole? Before you know, he does his Santa thing.
Christmas, 2 days before Christmas Eve.
I would love to show up for work at that short notice, but it turns out they need him back by Thanksgiving.
Okay.
For some prep work.
Okay.
Question six. An Oscar Mayer wiener whistle and a mystery date game were gifts given by Santa in what movie?
Jingle All the Way?
It's actually the Santa Claus.
Oh.
Okay.
You tricked me.
I did. Question seven. How is Noel related to Santa Claus in the movie Noel?
She is the daughter of Santa.
That's right. And if you guys have not watched this movie, I actually loved it. Have you watched it?
Yeah, it's a real, it was in the jar. I had
it. Was in the jar?
It was in the jar. I'm telling you, the jar is so many good movies.
It's got Anna Kendrick in it. It's so cute.
It's like so girl power. I love it.
It is. Question eight. What does Ralphie's little orphan Annie decoder ring tell him to drink in A Christmas Story?
Coca-Cola?
It's actually Ovaltine. It's just like chocolate milk. I don't know. Okay.
I remember. Do you remember Ovaltine when you were young?
I do. And
isn't
I never
it kind
had
of
it.
Like Quick Mix?
It is. It's the same thing. Yeah. I think it's just exactly like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Question nine. In the Polar Express, what word does the conductor eventually punch in the main character's ticket?
Believe.
Yes, believe is correct. And final question, what is the name of the town that the Grinch resents so much in How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
The Who's are from Whoville.
Whoville is correct. All right. Strong showing that second round. All of you did so great. I can't wait to hear about it. Head over to our Instagram or Facebook page and let us know how you did on Christmas movie trivia. I hope you guys are watching a ton of Christmas movies right now because they're so much fun. I know.
They are so much fun.
I know it's all you're going to be doing. You love it. Christmas movie marathons all the time is your favorite.
I do want you guys to watch like the older ones too, though. Like do a little look back.
Humor your parents.
Like Miracle on 34th Street and give those guys a chance.
They are good. It's all about the joy. All right. If you guys have a show idea or you want a shout out or birthday shout outs, go ahead and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Just make sure to leave your name so we know. Or you can send us an Instagram or Facebook message, parents. Just make sure that you include the names for that as well. All right. Have an amazing Christmas movie marathon day, guys.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.